Talking today with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, 3rd District Congressman for Oklahoma, Frank Lucas. Congressman, you've obviously got your share of the load now done regarding a 2014 farm law. It's now USDA's turn at bat, and they are trying to get things going. What are you hearing from the department right now regarding implementation?
I think they're working very hard to address the drought disaster payments, some of those that are backdated for a year, so trying to catch up on that. The rulemaking process then to implement the two new choices in the commodity title, whether it's PLC or ARC, so that producers will be able, when they sign up for the 2014 Farm Bill, be prepared to make their choices. I think somewhere into the summertime, you're talking about dairy, but bottom line is this, Ron, there are so many dramatic changes from the old direct payment-based farm bill from 2008 to the new Agricultural Act of 2014 with its choices and its new options. It's just the department's going to have to work really hard to take the law that we've crafted in Congress and turn it into the rules and regs so that the software can be purchased, so that the good FSA folks can be properly trained to work with all of us when we go in and begin the sign-up process at different stages throughout the spring, summer, and into the fall.
Let's talk maybe about each of these things on a piece-by-piece basis. First of all, what was your thoughts when President Obama, of course, he was really pointing at California, but it helped everybody regarding livestock disaster assistance. He mandated or indicated that he wanted USDA to put that as the highest priority right off the bat.
Absolutely, and I won't deny for a moment I was pleased, because it's not just the current year drought in California. They're in the third year of drought. And in the part of the Southwest that we all live in, 11 and 12 were horrendous. The first half of 13 was horrendous. We had a little bit of break, but I'm not so sure, Ron, we're unfortunately not slipping back into that drought pattern. So prioritizing getting the drought dollars out the door, because those go to producers who've been hurting for some time now, I believe that was the right call. So I'm pleased with that. But once that's done, then there's a whole myriad of other things in the other commodity groups that have to be addressed. But, yes, having the president respond to California means that the response will be there for all of us in all other drought regions of the country, too.
Now, regarding the drought program itself, how difficult is it going to be able to implement this? I mean, obviously, this is a program that simply lapsed a couple of years ago.
Well, that's what our good friends at USDA and FSA are working on right now. Having the money there is the key point. Because remember, in the old 2008 Farm Bill, when I was neither chairman nor ranking member, they only provided 4 years of funds for the Farm Bill when it came to these livestock-related drought disaster programs. So we fully fund those programs forward in the next 5 years. We backfill the previous shortage in resources. And by the way, Ron, the drought disaster language is permanent. So I think it's more a factor of how do they put the records together, how do they tweak in future years. But this should be doable in a reasonable amount of time.
Moving on to the commodity title proper, as you alluded to, this is significant change, and I think Krista Hardin from USDA kind of acknowledging a little bit of that at Commodity Classic this week.
Yes. Remember the safety net, the core of the safety net from 1996 until the expiration of the 2008 Farm Bill was the old direct payment program. You went in, you signed up at the beginning of the five-year period based on your history. The FSA folks could tell you what you would receive over the next 5 years. You were guaranteed that, and then you could go discuss it with your banker, your landlord, your spouse. And now in this situation, because the old direct payment program was not politically sustainable anymore, we had to make some pretty bold changes. And moving in the direction of, in effect, using insurance-type products to provide the protection, whether it's a crop revenue ARC spearheaded by our friends in corn and bean country in the Midwest, or a price protection PLC, the other option that was created by basically the rest of the for the rest of the country, you've got to make decisions between those two, and you've got to make decisions about how far you want to participate in the weather-related crop insurance also, decisions that have to be made. There was a great debate, Ron, in the whole course of the Farm Bill about should there be choices for producers or should we try to provide something that fits everybody. I just simply note, if we had done what some of our friends in the Senate wanted, which was basically make everything apply to everyone, then the net effect of the safety net would have been substantially less. By crafting choices where producers have to think through what's in their best interest and make a decision for the next 5 years, the safety net is dramatically more robust. Now, some will say this is a tough set of choices. I think in our part of the country, PLC will be the overwhelming choice of producers, but not everybody. I know my friends in the Midwest believe that ARC, shallow loss, crop revenue, however you want to describe it, will be the overwhelming choice. But I suspect there'll be some folks in those regions who'll take a guess, a gander, a look at the next 5 years' market and perhaps go PLC. But ARC will still be the overwhelming choice in the Midwest. But every producer will have to make his or her decision. And I have faith in my neighbors, and I believe our land-grant institution will be putting together information as the rules and regulations are formulated to help producers make a good, solid decision. But those decisions are part of having a robust, a strong safety net.
I guess what we really have to have those rules in place, or at least announced before a lot of these calculators and things
yes.
that the extension folks will be putting together.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. As in any piece of federal legislation, you have so many hundreds of pages of federal law, but then the nuts and bolts, the ifs, ands, or buts, the mechanics of how it happens have to be created through the rulemaking process. And in this case, you have the federal law, which has now been passed, signed into law. You have the rules that will be crafted by the department. Then they take those rules and they go out to vendors, and because of the computer world we work in, they have to acquire the software that actually will run on the computers in the local county offices. Once the software is developed, then you have to train the local FSA folks. That's at about that point, our outside institutions, land grants and other nonprofits, I believe will be developing models based on the rules and the software to help all of us make good, sound decisions. And then at that point, we'll make those decisions. I know this sounds like a cumbersome process, but understand, when the old direct payment system went away and it was not possible to get it reauthorized in Congress, we had to make a change. This bold set of changes were defendable, legislatively doable. It's where we have to go. And once this challenging spring, summer, fall is done, then we'll have hopefully four good, solid, understandable years after that.
You think we'll have the ability to sign up for the 2015 winter wheat crop before we put it in the ground?
I'm eternally optimistic, and I'm going to do everything I can to help encourage my friends down at the department because, Ron, we don't, on the Ag Committee, we just don't step away from these things. Now that this is done, we begin a series of hearings, a series of actions working with the department, looking over their shoulder to make sure that the intent of the law is reflected in the intent of the way the rules are written, reflected in the way the software is done, reflected in the way the policies are done. I've been through three previous farm bills. I don't care whether it's a Republican or a Democrat administration. Yeah, the Committee on Ag has to, now as then, work very hard to make sure that the law really becomes what producers work with and deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Now, on the nuts and bolts base, I was a little facetious there because obviously we've got to harvest the 2014 crop before we put the next crop in the ground. But we're going to have a lot of these combines rolling, obviously, before we go into the FSA office, it sounds like.
That's absolutely true, I suspect.
Okay.
And if Mother Nature doesn't change her ways, it's going to be a difficult spring and summer crop for a lot of folks in our part of the region.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Soil moisture at my place.
One area that we hadn't talked about yet, as far as putting things together, because you did a lot of work, not so much inventing new programs or new directions, but streamlining and packaging together the conservation programs. What are you initially hearing from NRCS and the folks over on that side of the aisle?
I think probably while they have challenges too, it might be a little less than in the commodity title because we tried to preserve spirit. We tried to preserve the ability to deliver the critical programs. Yes, there will be, quote, fewer programs listed, but the good things they do will still be there. The most dramatic change in the conservation title, of course, is reducing the number of CRP acres from 32 million to 25. That's not because we necessarily wanted less land in the Conservation Reserve Program, but the effect of ethanol and the renewable fuel standard over the last 5 years has brought that many millions of acres out of a CRP and back into production. So that's just a reflection of that. In the EQIP program, which is, as our friends know, the cost share program where you actually do the things on the land that matter, whether it's pastures or cropland, the bill still maintains its retains its 60% allocation for projects related to livestock production, and that was the case in the old farm bill. And even though we consolidate the Wetlands Reserve Program, Grasslands Reserve Program, and the Farmland Protection Program, the core of those are still there. It's just going to be more flexible in how they're utilized.
One other area, Congressman, real quickly, regarding, you know, the 2014 for your committee, it's an election year, obviously, but besides the oversight issues, any other things you see that definitely your subcommittees or the full committee working on?
Well, we have, I would say, at least three big issues once you get past the effort of working to make sure USDA implements the 2014 Farm Bill correctly. We need to reauthorize the language for the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That's the commission that has jurisdiction over futures markets, over the derivatives, the jurisdiction of the House Agriculture Committee. Some of my friends in the Senate would probably like to have a one-line reauthorization and just change a number or a date, I should say, and move it on out. When we get to that point, and I'm still working with my subcommittee chairman and working with the committee, and I've not had a scheduling discussion with Mr. Peterson yet, but there's probably a half a dozen or a dozen things in Dodd-Frank, the big financial re-regulation bill of 2009, that need to be refined or corrected or cleaned up. I suspect we'll work on that in committee, so we'll be in the midst of that. Clearly, there are a few other controversial issues, and just for example, a country of origin labeling, an issue where the Senate would not move off present system, a situation where the House conferees, the votes were there to, make changes in that. And for our listeners, a benefit, country of origin labeling, an issue where the Canadians have taken us to WTO court, beaten us. USDA now is in the process of finishing up a response to that case, or has finished up a response to that case by changing the rules. The Canadians indicate that they will sue again. I'm not an attorney, but I have a difficult time believing we'll win the second one, or we'll probably lose the second one as we lost the first one. But the committee will look at that and be prepared for whatever the response needs to be. I have a subcommittee chairman from Iowa, Mr. King, who is very focused on the animal rights issues out in California and how that impacts the rest of agriculture. I suspect you'll see, at least at subcommittee level, some work on that. So, yes, Ron, there's lots of things for the committee to work on, issues that are really important that might not have been addressed to everyone's satisfaction one way or the other in the Farm Bill, but still we need to be prepared because all of them will require action at some time in the near future.